UDOT has been working on the 7 miles between Silver Creek and Wanship since last year. They're reconstructing I-80 to avoid what engineer Matt Zundel calls a catastrophic failure of the road.
It's falling apart faster than we had anticipated. The canyon there has multiple springs running up through it. Some of that water gets inside the pavement, the asphalt pavement, and caused what we call stripping to happen on one of the layers of the asphalt. It actually was peeling a lot of the asphalt material off the rock. And we were seeing a rapid degeneration of road.
Traffic has been reduced to one lane in each direction for the length of the project. The westbound side of the highway had to accommodate both lanes of traffic while UDOT worked on the eastbound side last year. Once that was done, traffic moved to the eastbound side. Again, one lane in each direction, while crews worked on the westbound side. The good news? 3 miles of the westbound side are done.
It's right from the Wanship, SR32 there at Wanship, and it goes, what we're opening up is all the way down to that bridge that goes over the rail trail on the westbound side of I-80. They'll be pulling the barrier on the eastbound side over the next week or so to get it all cleared up, and then we'll open up the eastbound side as well.
So that means both sides of I-80, from Wanship to the bridge over the rail trail, should be free and clear of construction and barriers by the end of the week. And Zundel says the entire project will be finished by early October. But wait, more construction's coming to Summit County in 2016.
As far as 2016, we're anticipating a little bit of work they're talking about doing from bridge deck rehabs on US 40. Those bridge decks are starting to show some signs of age. We're going to work on those next year. Another anticipated project is we'll be doing a resurfacing between Castle Rock up to Wasatch. That piece of roadway also is starting to show some signs of its age and needs to be rehabilitated.
You can check out all the highway projects across the state on UDOT's website, udot.utah.gov. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.